Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I am excited to have Joy Stevenson-Laws with us. San Diego-based Joy Stevenson-Laws is a wellness warrior. She is the founder of LA-based Proactive Health Labs, which is PH Labs for short, a national nonprofit health information company that provides education and tools needed to achieve optimum health. She's also the author of Minerals, the Forgotten Nutrient, Your Secret Weapon for Getting and Staying Healthy, and founding and managing partner of Stevenson, Aquisto, and Coleman, SAC, the healthcare industry's premier litigation law firm established in 1989. PH Labs includes a diverse team of healthcare professionals who are experts in making complex health and health-related topics easy to understand and easy to apply to your daily lives. Welcome, Joy. Thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. So, all right, so let's talk about nutrients. What are trace minerals specifically? Let's start there.
Okay. So let's put trace minerals in context of nutrients. There are six basic nutrients that we need to stay healthy, you know, and live healthily. And those are, as you know, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, water, minerals, and vitamins. Those are the six basic ones. And within that category, as you know, there are minerals. Now, within the category of minerals, it can be broken down to macro minerals and trace minerals. Yep. And the minerals you probably know about is calcium and magnesium. Most people know about those and iron. But, you know, you have other minerals that are not as talked about that are also important, even though your body needs them in smaller proportions. And those are trace minerals as well. Also referred to as trace minerals. So, and that includes zinc and manganese and those things. So they're minerals that you don't need as much of, but they're still necessary to stay healthy, and you have to be aware of them and know that your body has them in the right proportion.
That's adequate amounts. Okay, so how do you know how many of each of those trace minerals you actually need?
So, and there's no correct... there's no one size fits all for everyone, and I guess that's one of the more important messages that I have as it relates to how much we need, because each person is different. So, for example, if you're older and your body is not absorbing as much of the nutrients from the foods you eat, you may need a little bit more. If you're male, you may need a little bit more or less, depending on what your activity levels are. So that is why it's really important to test to see, you know, what your body currently has, so that you can make an informed decision as to how much to take. The recommended daily allowances are just that, recommended, but they are not for everybody. So when somebody asks me that question, you know, you obviously start with what the recommended daily allowances say, but I then go a step further. Depending on your sex, depending on your age, depending on your physical activity, depending on whether or not you take medications. Some medications rid your body of nutrients. Depending on a lot of factors, will determine how much you need. And that's where having that intelligent discussion with a competent healthcare professional comes in. It's really important not to take it upon yourself to try and figure out how much you need, and work with a competent doctor or healthcare specialist to make that determination, because there are tests for these things, and that's where it's important to test before you guess and take something. Because taking too much can be just as bad as not having enough, and sometimes worse. And many people overlook that issue, and they say, okay, I need minerals, I'm just going to go to the drugstore or go to the grocery store, and I'm going to buy some calcium, or I'm going to buy some zinc. And believe it or not, taking zinc as an example, too much zinc can be a detriment because it reduces, it may reduce the level of copper in your body, which is also a necessary trace mineral, and you might have immune issues, you might have all sorts of issues. So really important to test, and there are mineral tests that you can, that are available, and talk with your doctor who can identify symptoms and make sure you're getting the right amount.
Gotcha. Yep. And so you're talking about testing. I don't know if you can say this or not, but do you have your favorite tests that you like to recommend, or do you, is it kind of dependent on what's offered to the individual?
So it depends. For example, there's a really simple, let's talk about zinc as an example.
Right.
Not all tests you may need, you don't need a blood full scope blood work for every time.
Right.
I normally get a full scope blood work for minerals and other nutrients maybe once a year.
Mm-hmm.
But during the year, I have like simple tests that I work with my doctor on, like zinc. If there's a real simple test for zinc, if you go to the drugstore and buy some zinc solution and swish it around in your mouth, if you can taste a metallic taste, you're probably okay. If it tastes like water, you're probably very low in zinc. You know, things like that. Your doctor can talk to you about simple tests that you can do to determine whether or not you have enough nutrients. But your healthcare professional will recommend the appropriate test for you.
Sure, yeah. And so you mentioned that there's potentially difference between men and women for nutritional needs and activities and those kinds of things. So as a general rule, do you have some rules of thumb of who needs higher on that RDA scale potentially than the rest? Or maybe over and above that?
Sure. So let's talk about iron, for example. Iron is one that women need more iron than men.
Right.
In fact, if you're a man and you have too much iron, you probably need to consult your physician to figure out what the issues are because you could have some medical issues. But obviously, as women, you know, we lose iron, especially if we're premenopausal, we lose iron monthly. So clearly, we're going to need more iron than men. And that's putting it as simple as possible, as without the technical issue, you know, the health technicalities,
uh-huh,
or the medical technicalities.
Right.
Similarly, things like copper, a nutrient like copper, there's no real distinction between, you know, men and women in some cases, unless you're taking medications or unless you're taking too much zinc, in which case you might reduce your copper levels. So whether or not you're a man or a woman, that's not really an issue. It's not really an issue. It's whether or not you're misusing another mineral or taking medications that's leaching out the copper out of your system. Other trace elements, chromium, for example, women may need less chromium than men. It just depends. I think as a general rule, though, what needs to occur is if you're taking medications, it should be understood that medications increase the likelihood that you may be negatively affected when it comes to your minerals. And it's up to you to discuss that with your doctor and ask the appropriate questions so that you can be informed and supplement where necessary. Maybe eat more of the foods that contain those nutrients or take appropriate supplements.
Sure, absolutely. And so kind of along those lines, what changes in terms of nutritional needs over a lifetime at different ages? What can we expect?
Yeah, oh my gosh. Well, the problem with aging, as I'm coming to understand more, is that as you age, your organs work less efficiently. For example, let's look at the obvious, our skin. Remember how tight our skin used to be when we were younger? There were no wrinkles. well, the fact is that's something visible that you can see, where your skin changes over time. It loses its elasticity. That organ over time, as we age, is not as it doesn't look the same as it used to look, and it may not be as effective as it used to be.
Sure.
Well, because we can't see what happens internally doesn't mean that the same thing doesn't happen. We all change, the organs change as we age. So we may not be able to absorb the nutrients from food as we used to when we were younger, as efficiently as when we were younger.
Right.
So given that, we have to figure out how to supplement effectively and ensure that we can live healthily by doing so. And not overdo it.
Yep.
And that's as simple as I can put it.
Gotcha. Yep. So, okay. So men versus women to some degree, activity, aging. What are some other reasons why people who maybe don't fit into one of those categories might have difficulty getting enough trace minerals in today's society?
Poor diet is a perfect example.
Yes.
Believe it or not, many of the minerals come from whole foods, you know, vegetables and fruits, and you do have those people who just like meat and carbs. They focus on the macronutrients, and they have a problem with, you know, anything with color, like, you know, greens or purple colored food or orange colored food or whatever, and they just have issues with eating fruits and vegetables. And so if your diet does not accommodate certain foods, then it's highly likely that you will have difficulty sustaining the right balance of minerals, including trace minerals. There are other things like pregnancy that may have an effect on the amount of minerals you need. Because now you have to be eating for two as opposed to one.
Right.
So you have to just be aware, you know, of your body and what it needs, test for it, and make sure you're getting the right amount.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So speaking of that, is there any particular kind of diet that you recommend or follow?
You know, I've tried being vegetarian or vegan, and at different stages in my life. And as I've gotten older, I've tried to balance it between both, maybe eating less meat, but more fish and vegetables, et cetera,
right.
To see what works for me. I don't recommend any one size fits all when it comes to diet, because each person is different.
Yeah.
And different body types or different people react differently to different types of diets. What I do recommend, however, is whatever diet you're on, make sure that you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy. And the only way you can ensure that's happening is to test, not guess. Because sometimes if you wait for symptoms to occur, it might be too late. For example, one of my favorite nutrients, believe it or not, or trace minerals, is zinc.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because, and maybe that's because I'm having some dental work right now, and it's one of those things that's necessary for healing,
right.
In addition to calcium. But many people don't realize the role that zinc plays in immunity and healing wounds, etc. So I had my wisdom teeth extracted. And one of the things I spoke with my dentist about was, okay, what nutrients will I need to heal properly?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he recommended, he said, make sure, you know, you test your zinc levels and make sure they're up, because you're going to need that for healing.
Yep.
And you'll heal faster, you know, if that happens, but just don't get too much.
Yep.
And that's something that I have been very aware of. But in addition to bone health, which is one of the things that zinc is really important for, it's also necessary for neurological, you know, to prevent neurological disorders. It's necessary for heart disease, preventing heart disease. It's necessary for, I don't know if I said that before, but immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Smell, your sense of smell, your sense of taste. You know, it's so important to have the right amount of zinc in your body. And I think that these issues are not talked about enough. And when people have symptoms of, you know, zinc deficiency, they're not even aware that that's what it is, because nobody, you know, really thinks about that. They tend to try and find a medication to prevent that issue, as opposed to figuring out maybe let's start with what I'm deficient in. And move from there.
Find the root cause, absolutely. So, just curious, how, as an attorney, did you get into this field?
I like to call it self-preservation, because as I got older, it became important for me to understand myself a little bit better. And I represent hospitals for a living, and I saw over time, you know, how little people knew about their health, and they put all their trust in doctors, and we have a role to play too. The doctors are awesome, but it's up to us to educate ourselves first so that we can educate our doctors on how best to help us. So I started looking at how I could stay healthier, and what I found out was that in doing so, when I had my annual doctor visits, I could talk to my doctor more intelligently and ask more intelligent questions as to what to expect as I got older. Mm-hmm. The important role of nutrients. If I took medications, what are the side effects and why do I have the side effects, and are the side effects related to a nutrient deficiency? So, for example, many medications might leach calcium or some of the vitamins out of your body. And if you don't bring that issue up, many times your doctor might be too busy to explain intelligently to you why it is that you might need to add additional supplements to, you know, to your routine if you're taking medications. So it was just a way to educate myself so that I could stay healthier. And then it extended to my family, my husband and my child. And then I figured, okay, this would be something great to write about and work with doctors to come up with some kind of roadmap that will help us as we age to stay healthier, as opposed to just listening to what other people say with the one size fits all model that's out there.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it's a personal passion that became part of your career.
Precisely.
Okay. So is there anything that I have not asked you that you want to make sure that you leave with our audience?
I guess just the importance of, I think you've pretty much covered the gamut. I just want to emphasize the important role educating ourselves is to staying healthy. I think we know our bodies best. And we can't put that responsibility solely on the medical profession. It's up to us to make whatever efforts we can to educate ourselves about our bodies so that we can have that intelligent discussion with an intelligent medical professional who cares. And so if I'm to leave one thing with the audience today, it's just educate yourself, know your body, take the time to test for what might be absent in your body and address those issues preliminarily before you make, you know, all the decisions about your health. Because maybe sometimes the root cause can be something simple, and you're going about it in a way that's creating all the issues which spiral into, you know, even bigger issues without addressing the foundational issues that might be affecting your health.
Sure, makes sense. So where can people go to learn more about you?
They can go to my website. It's phlabs.org. That's P as in Paul, H as in Happy, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, B as in Boy, and S as in Sam.org, phlabs.org.
Right, cool. I will link to that in the show notes. And thank you so much for your time and expertise, Joy. Really appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks a lot. It's been a pleasure.
I want to take a moment to thank the sponsor of Christian Natural Health, Let's Get Checked. Let's Get Checked offers at-home finger prick testing for commonly deficient vitamins D, B12, and folate. Vitamin D is very important for immune function, protecting against acute illness and autoimmunity. It's also critical for your mental health. What you might not know is that even if you're getting a lot of sun like we are in Arizona this time of year, many of us are still low. That's because the process of turning sunlight into vitamin D takes 48 hours and requires the oils on your skin. So if you bathe bathe daily, you're interrupting the process and you might still be low. Vitamin B12 and folate, which is vitamin B9, are best known for their role in the methylation cycle, which is one of your liver's six main pathways for detoxification and responsible for, among other things, activating all your happy neurotransmitters. They're also important for energy. Word to the wise, if you're taking B12 or folate in supplement form, stop a couple days before you get tested, as otherwise you'll get an artificially inflated result rather than a true read of your levels. You can order the tests for all three, no doctor's order required, at tryLGC.com/CNH. You'll get a package containing lancets for your finger and a test tube for the collection of a small amount of blood and a prepaid label to ship it back. Once you receive the results, if you've got any questions, you can speak to a nurse practitioner on their team. Again, that link is tryLGC.com/CNH and enter coupon code CNH20 for 20% off your order.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren Deville. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.